Hello, Charmies. This is the teaser trailer for season 5. Sean is back, and we are ready to talk about what to expect from Brunch with the Hollowells. I am Rob, the Charm Fanatic.
And I'm Sean, and I'm ready to tease you and please you.
Sean, I hope you enjoyed the break from me and the show and got refreshed and energized and ready to go for season 5. Did you miss Charmed this whole month, or it was a good enough break?
I never thought I'd say this, Rob, but I missed you, girl.
Aww. Thank you.
And yeah, I do miss watching this show. You finally introduced Paige to me. I'm really into Paige right now. And then you're like, oh, no Paige for a month, girl.
I'm sorry I had to. I couldn't help it. we're going to talk about season 5 a little bit and then also announce your Hot Man meter that you have all voted on. I gathered up all of your lists and tallied up the scores, and I have your top 10. I am, however, going to read a iTunes review that we received during the break. This one is not as positive as you would might think, but, you know, we can't please everyone, but we are embracing anyone's feedback. So let's dive right into it. So this comes from Little Stargazer, titled This Is Okay. It was a 2-star review. The idea of this podcast is a 5-star. Listen to season 1 and half of season 2 before making a decision. If you enjoy 20 minutes of witch quotes and discussions on quotes every episode that don't have anything to do with charm, great. The quotes, while poorly acted, didn't bug me as much as the ensuing babbling about other stuff I don't care about. One of the kids, while seemingly delightful, so I don't know exactly how old she is, but we're considered kids in this scenario, does not have the best podcasting voice. Both men seem like delightful humans, but voices are important in podcasting, and I don't podcast because I have an annoying voice and not a lot to say. I don't know which one of us she's talking about, but apparently one of us sounds like scratching on a chalkboard. Random asides throughout the recap, sometimes funny and relevant, sometimes oversharing and awkward. I enjoy that they try to relate the show back to their real life, as awkward and uncomfortable some of the overshare can be. Hot Man Meter is awesome, so I hope they continue that. End of review.
I'm speechless. I mean, they even came for one of our voices. I mean, that just seems very... Oh, wait, let me say it like this. That just seems very rude.
Look, I am okay with any feedback, and this is the type of feedback that I want if we get a low score. Tell us why. If anybody has an issue with our show or any kind of thing that they would like us to change or think about, you know, bring it on. This show is to entertain you as well as feed into my own narcissism of this show. I mean, I fucking love it. And so obviously I'm going to come on here and talk about what I want to. But to remind everyone, you know, what we wanted to do was incorporate a lot of different witches in media that don't fit sort of the three sisters that is featured on this show. There are a lot of different types of witches out there, and it just seems odd to ignore a whole library full of them and just focus on these three girls. Now, yes, the show is definitely based on Charmed, and the majority of the show is for that. But, you know, we wanted to make sure to incorporate that there are other witches and actresses and actors out there who are killing the game in the magic realm. And, I would still like to keep talking about them. And according to our patrons on Patreon, so will they. So do they. So we're going to continue doing that. And if, again, anybody has any opinions, good or bad, we'd love to hear from you. We never stray away from anyone's thoughts. So, yeah. Now, I want to talk a little bit about some of the changes that we're going to have on the show. So, in regards to which news that we sort of bring up, whether it's about a TV show or any kind of witch media about a movie or anything that we hear, we usually will talk about it. We want to make sure that the focus is on Charmed and that you are also hearing witch news that you want to hear. So we've decided that it would be best to have our listeners bring us topics on which categories or anything that you would like to hear our opinion about. So, for instance, we have our fourth and final chapter of Chilling Adventures of Sabrina coming up very soon, which I'm so sad to hear, but I honestly think that it's good that they're ending with part four. What do you think, Sean?
I think it's a good idea because there are certain shows that just keep on going and they just don't feel as original after a while. So if they have a vision of what they want this fourth season to be and it's executed well, I'm all for it.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, if there's anything that you would like to get our opinion on, it doesn't matter what it is, if it's rich related, bring it to our attention via Twitter or Instagram or to our email, and we'll incorporate that into the episode. We are going to talk about more stuff that you would like to hear. We're going to continue doing our witch quotes in the beginning of each episode, and we will also continue our tradition of Hot Man Meter, but we've decided to add other categories. So, in addition to the top 10 hottest guys of each season, at the end of the season, we are going to pick one person out of the whole season as most adorable. Now, they don't necessarily need to exude sexiness or hotness. They could just be an adorable person. And it could be male or female. We are also going to have a Miss Congeniality. This also can be male or female. And then we're also going to have hottest female. So this means we are going to pick one woman from each, from the remaining seasons, to be the hottest one out of the bunch. And it could even be one of the charm ones. Who knows? But when you guys are turning in your list at the end of the season, you are also going to incorporate these new categories. So that should be fun, and it just highlights a little bit more people from the show. The other thing that we are going to add, we haven't really decided exactly which ones yet, but we're going to incorporate more rotating games. We're going to add on to the Witch and continue doing that, but then also give you other type of games that we'll play every once in a while through season 5 and see how they work. Sean's really good at thinking of games, so I think he'll come up with some good ideas, and we'll test them out with you guys ever so often throughout the show.
And I'm excited to announce that, being the big mystical nerd that I am, we've decided that I'm going to bring you a little more history about some of these creatures and spells as they relate to real life folklore and just kind of where the creatures come from in general.
I think that is an awesome idea. I think a lot of people really enjoy sort of the backstories of all of the sort of supernatural stuff that happens throughout the show. So I think that'll be fun. Once I catch them or identify them, any new powers or anything that's featured that we haven't really seen yet, I'll dig a little bit deeper into that too. There's usually a name for all of them, so we'll get more in depth into what we see on Charm. So I think that'll be fun. And then, of course, you know, the same old banter of just analyzing all of the relationships between the sisters and also the men in their life and anything that incorporates to today's world, society, or our own lives. So that should be fun. So, Sean, we want to hear about your expectations of season 5. You've seen everything that's happened so far. What is something that you would like to see in this next season?
So the things I liked about season 4 is I feel like we really got more into the overarching storytelling. I feel like we got more types of creatures, and we saw a lot of growth from the sisters. So I'd be really interested to see how that unfolds itself in season 5.
Yeah, I think that you are definitely going to get all of that. They're still going to definitely add more to the story with the sisters for sure. Usually they incorporate some kind of elevated power that they currently have, or they'll usually add a new one. So expect to see sort of new growth with their powers. What I will say about season 5, Sean, is this is probably, in my opinion, this is probably the funniest season that you're going to get. They amp up the comedy so much in season 5. They do a lot of sort of quirky plots and a lot of sarcastic wit, and just sort of the plot and characters that you'll meet, good or bad, there's sort of a lightheartedness to them. Like, they, I don't know, there's just something sort of like just hilarious about it. And just, again, a lot of the things that you're going to see, it's not necessarily laughable like you're laughing at them. Like, they really try and amp up the comedy. Like, there could be an episode that has very high stakes, but they're doing it from a comedic sort of point of view and tone. So you're going to get a lot of laughter, I think, in this season compared to the other ones that you've seen so far. I also think that this season has tons and tons of mystical creatures. We got a little bit of it in season 4, but this one has lots of it. I'm not even going to say the type of creatures that you're going to meet, but there's so many other like creatures out there that we have not tapped into yet, and you're just going to get tons of that. Plus, there's also a new addition to the family. As if you remember from season 4 finale, Piper is pregnant. So we are going to see how a new kid sort of changes their lives and how they, you know, fight evil and stuff like that. What do you think about the addition to having a baby in the house?
I think it's probably a smart idea, because we've seen the sisters on their own for 4 seasons. Now we'll see the sisters having to take care of a baby. 3 witches and a baby.
Yeah. No, I really, really enjoy season 5, and my favorite episode of the entire series is in season 5. So I cannot wait to review that one. And I think some of you know which one it is, but yes, I love this episode. It is basically the funniest episode of the season 2, and I just love it, so I can't wait to get to that. But just a little bit of facts about season 5. The 5th season of Charmed, it began airing September 22nd of 2002 on the WB. And it aired on Sundays at 8. So that was something to look forward to on Sundays back in the day. The season consisted of 23 episodes and concluded its airing on May 11th of 2003. So this show has a 2-parter premiere and a 2-part finale. And the Charmed complete 5th season was released in a 6-disc box set on June 6th, 2006, and later in a completed collection on November 18, 2008. So yeah, I am very, very excited for season 5. Sean, I think you will enjoy season 5, and because you really, really like Paige, I think you'll see a different side of her in this one, especially more of her comedic chops. So, yeah, definitely look forward to that.
I have an interesting quick little fact for you, Rob. On Magic Havoc, I'll tell you, Phoebe and Prue so far have not sold any buttons. One person has bought Paige, and 4 people have bought Piper, so she's very clearly in the lead for most popular sister.
I'm really surprised nobody bought Prue. That's
I am too, actually.
And no males were sold, I'm assuming.
just one guy got a Team Dan, but I won't say his name on air.
Okay, no, that's fair.
It was you, Rob. It was you.
Oh. Anyways, whatever. I love Dan. Okay. Definitely check out Magic Havoc on its Etsy for those buttons. We'll have more of those on there to purchase. And then, of course, joining our Patreon, you join a specific tier and you will get those buttons completely for free or as a reward for joining. So that's patreon.com/BWTH podcast. Okay, so I think it's time to announce the Hot Man Meter that our Chommies have put together. Sean, any predictions on the men that are going to appear on this list? Do you have any thoughts on who's going to make our top?
I'm sure Cole's going to be high on the list because he seems very popular. And I think Glenn's going to be pretty high on the list. Oh, and what's our demon's name? With the bald head? I think he's going to be high. Malik,
okay. All right. So we're going to start from number 10 and then work our way up to our number one hot guy of season 4. Now, this was done by the Charmies who have sent it in. I did get lots of lists, but not a whole lot in ratio to our listener count. So if you didn't send a list in, don't get mad over who appears on this list. If you wanted your guy on here, you had to have come through and voted. All right, so at number 10, it is Joel West, who plays Malik. Malik is our number 10, rounding out the top 10. Number 9, we have Daniel Dae Kim as Yen-Lo.
I'm not surprised he made the list, though. He's a good-looking man.
Yeah, he is. Yes, he is. At number 8, Dave Navarro from our musical guest cameo of the show. Dave Navarro made the list at number 8.
Well, it's that guy liner with that hair. Get it, Davey?
I know, right? Number 7 is Daryl, played by Dorian Gregory. Number 6 is Shane from our premiere episode. And our top 5 men, decided by our Charmies. Number 5 is Finn, played by Ronaldo Reyes. Do you remember Finn?
I do. He's from the Freddy episode. He's made out of clay.
Yes. Yes, that's right. Number 4 is Leo Wyatt, played by Brian Krause.
Who's that?
And number 3 is The Prince, played by Charlie Weber.
Okay, he was on your list.
Yes, he was on my list. And number 2, our runner-up for the top hot guy of season 4, is Jesse Woodrow, who plays Glenn Bellin. And then number 1, the hottest guy of season 4, is Cole, played by Julian McMahon. Once again, he won the Charmy Hot Man Meter.
Wah, wah, wah.
I mean, are you surprised?
I'm not. I know everybody loves Cole.
Even though Cole was number 1, so here are the sort of the vote counts. So Cole, no matter where they placed in their list, Cole got the most votes, followed by a 3-way tie for second place votes between Shane, the Prince, and Glenn. So it's pretty much almost the same order. The only thing that kind of is out of place is that Mason got the eighth number highest votes, even though he did not make our top 10. But Inspector Cortez rounded out the top 10 for highest number of votes. But again, the placement that he was in did not put him in the top 10 ranking. So Mason and Inspector Cortez, I would say, appeared on a lot of lists, just didn't get a high score. Some honorable mentions was Rowan. He got a lot of votes. Also, Costas Mandalore, Rick Lang. Greg Conroy, who I'm really shocked did not make the top 10 list. He did appear on a couple of lists here. And Devlin, our Demon of the Week on the Muse to My Ears episode, made a couple of lists too. Also, Daddy Victor Bennett made a couple of on a couple of lists. Oh yeah, Bruce Campbell, Agent Jackman, also appeared on a couple of lists as well. So, yeah, thank you so much, everyone who participated in Hot Man Meter. And we do this every season, so remember, each episode we're going to discuss all of the men in the episode and rate them if they are hot enough to make our list. We encourage you to do the same, and you will, at the end of the season, turn in your top 10 hottest guys of season 5. All right, well, I hope you all are super jazzed up for our next episode. We are going to do a two-part premiere of Brunch with the Hollowells. The first episode will air on Sunday, August 2nd. Proceeding that will be part 2 of our first episode on Monday, August 3rd. So look out for that, and I am very excited for Sean to see season 5, and we cannot wait for all of you to return back and join in on all of the fun. All right, Sean, it's that time. Say goodbye to the Charmies.
Bye.
On the WB's Big Sunday.
She's a mermaid, gills, fins, scales, and all.
The seduction of the sea.
I am not a common goldfish. I cannot ignore the call of the sea.
Brings an unexpected decision.
I'm not going back.
Charmed, the 2-hour season premiere.